The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
And I say this all the time, and it's not original with me. I didn't think this up. I didn't dream it up or invent it. But I do believe it. Everything the liberal left touches, it destroys. And that's why I expose often on this program the fallacies, the falsehoods of the liberal left. The liberal left, the progressive left, is not only wrong, it's dangerous. It's destructive. And I've been saying this for years. Everything they touch, they destroy. Give me an example of where I'm wrong, whether it's politically or theologically. For at least 60 to 70 years, the mainline Protestant churches here in America have been under the control of the liberal left theologically. What has happened to every one of them? No exception. There is no exception. Every mainstream denomination, liberal denomination in America, is either dead or dying. And there is no exception. They have all been declining for almost 60 years. And the farther they slide to the left, the more decline they experience. And I believe that the same is true politically. Dangerous. And here is another example, and I want to handle this carefully and compassionately, but truthfully. And this is another illustration of why I believe that the liberal left hurts, harms, destroys, kills everything they touch. Here is a Pew Research study on mental health issues. Now, this is Pew Research. This isn't some right-wing organization. This is not some Christian publication. This is not George Barna, who is a very respected pollster, but a Christian. This is Pew Research. And here is the headline. You ready for this? This is the headline from Pew Research. Over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. Let me repeat that. Over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. Today, we're hearing an awful lot about white privilege, white privilege, white privilege, white privilege. Well, when it comes to mental health, there is no such thing as white privilege. In fact, whites are experiencing mental health issues even more than minorities. And the fascinating thing about this study and the sad thing about this study is the more left-leaning you are politically and ideologically, the more likely you are to have mental health issues. Now, again, and I am not belittling this, I am not making light of this, and I am certainly not gloating about this in any way. It is sad. Let me again give you a quote. The study, which examined white liberals, moderates, and conservatives, both male and female, found that conservatives were far less likely to be diagnosed with mental health issues than those who identified as either liberal or even very liberal. Did you hear that? The study, which examined white liberals, moderates, and conservatives, both male and female, found that conservatives were far less likely to be diagnosed with mental health issues than those who identified as either liberal or even very liberal. What's more, white women suffered the worst of all. White women ages 18 to 29 who identified as liberal were given a mental health diagnosis from medical professionals at a rate of 56.3 as compared to 28.4 in moderates and 27.3 in conservatives. Liberal white young women are twice as likely to have mental health issues than conservatives. Twice as likely than conservatives. Now, I'm not a psychologist, not a psychiatrist, never played one on TV, but here is my guess. The farther left you are, the more emotional you are, the more driven by emotions. Because here's another thing that one of the big difference between conservatives and liberals, particularly leftist liberals, and they're not exactly the same. The liberal left does not deal with facts and truth, but emotion and hysteria, feelings. It's all about feelings. They are far more motivated by fear than conservatives, who a conservative should be grounded not in emotion and hysteria, but in truth and in facts. For instance, the whole COVID thing, there have been probably hundreds of studies, I've seen dozens, indicating the difference between the mental attitude of a conservative and a liberal concerning COVID. The more liberal you are, the more fearful you are. The more conservative you are, the less fearful you are. Now, the liberal left says conservatives are irresponsible when it comes to COVID and other things. No, they're just less fearful. And I'm running out of time, so I won't go further into this study, but it's a fascinating thing. It's multi-pages long. And the bottom line, the more liberal you are, the more likely you are to suffer mental health issues. Now, again, I'm not making light of mental health in any way, shape, or form. But it is more evidence of the dangers of the ideology, the politics, and the theology of the liberal left. Not only does it destroy organizations and governments, it hurts people. Something to think about.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.